Yo, 皆さん、Manga Sensei Podcast で聞いてくれてることありがとうございます。Hey everybody, welcome to the Manga Sensei Podcast. I'm your host, John Sensei, and today, like every day, I'm breaking down the world's most epic language in 5 minutes or less. And today is no exception. Today we are talking about the grammar part of Aida. Aida and Aida ni. But first, I want to give a big shout out to our friends at Cold House Studios. Go ahead and check them out online. Just search up Cold House Studios out of Provo, Utah online. You can check out all the cool singers and songwriters appeal they got there. I particularly am interested in the Motion Coaster. That's a good friend of mine sings that, and it's actually really, really funny. You can check them out also on YouTube and iTunes and anywhere else you listen to music on the internet. But that being said, let's jump into some Japanese. So Aida is used for during. It is the same kanji that is used after something like ji for jikan, and is also used for the same, so for like bunkan or whatever that kan particle is, Aida. And Aida means during. It is measurement of a time period. However, it can also be used for something more physical instead of time, which is a location of something. When in that case, it means to mean between. But let me show you exactly what I'm talking about, because Aida can get somewhat difficult, but it lays a good foundation for understanding how to use something during the time of something else and clarifies time really, really well. So our first example sentence with Aida or Aida ni is as follows. 夏休みの間に韓国に行きました。夏休みの間に日本じゃなくて韓国に行きました。あ、もう日本に行きたいな。でも韓国でも大丈夫な。で、therefore, so what I said that sentence was 夏休みの間に、 so the 夏休み is summer vacation, の間, so I'm clarifying that we're modifying the thing before it, connecting it with no,And then, either the during that time period, ni, 韓国に行きました. So I'm clarifying, I went to Korea during summer vacation. Another way of using this would be just saying, aida. Now, what is the difference between using no aida and using no aida ni? The main difference is that when using aida ni, the subordinate clause can be going...through, beginning before the event, and ending after the event, the, what I'm modifying before. So if I wanted to say Korea, I went to Korea before, after, and during that time, but I'm not specifying when it ends, I use Aida ni. However, Aida is for the, if I just use Aida, it'd be for the same period, okay? So if I'm using Aida, it's for the same exact period. So if I said, お正月の間、病気になっちゃった。For the time of, during the time of Oshogatsu, I got sick. Or, kaze o hichatta, I caught a cold. Okay? With that, now if I'm going to use it between two items or between two different locations now, what I need to be careful of is what I'm using is that I'm measuring the two locations beforehand. So, if I wanted to say, Nagoya to Tokyo no aida wa Shizuoka desu.Or, Shizuoka wa Tokyo to Nagoya no aida ni arimasu. What you really need to pay attention to in those kinds of sentences is that the word one and word two are met together with to, and that is the thing that I'm going to have between. So if I wanted to say, for example, the book is between the computer and the hat, Boshi to Pasukon no aida ni arimasu. So I'm using to,And then I put Aida in between that, so I am saying it is between this and this. But with that, we're running short on time. Make sure to check us out at manga-sensei.com for more in-depth dive into Japanese, particularly the Aida. And we will catch you next time, which is tomorrow. But remember, after 10,000 mistakes, you become fluent. Therefore, 間違いましょう、皆さん。じゃあね。